This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon, just about 20 minutes away from the AMA to wrap the show up. Ask me anything, ask anything. Even Abe's with us this week, so you can ask Abe something too. Back with us this week, or at least today. I don't know if it'll be all week, but it's today. Till Friday. He won't be with us Friday. But we got the next 4 days with Abe. But the phone lines will be open, 404-726-0929. So get your questions ready. Text us or tweet us as well. Final hour of the show, as always, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Thank you to everybody for alerting me, and I'm sure Randy as well, that Tyson movie was fake. My bad. Got by Instagram. It would be cool. Mic's off again.
What is wrong with this mic, man? I know I'm pushing it on.
Because remember that happened to me a couple weeks ago where the mic just kept turning off?
I am pushing the on button.
Yeah, because that'll happen every once in a while to both of us, maybe like once or twice a month or something where you think you have it on and you don't. Man. That thing's getting you today.
It's getting me today, man. My pen that got me a whole hand red. Damn red pen.
Pen exploded on you?
Yeah, man.
Mic on, off button, sticky.
It's one of the Mondays.
Case of the Mondays.
It's the case of the Mondays. We got 35 more minutes on this Monday.
Yeah, we're doing
then
fine.
Then Dad and Randy going to get him some sleepy sleep. Now- Well, Dad and Randy's tired up in this thing, man. Man, I'm telling you, dog, I'm tired because...
Daddy Randy.
Yeah.
Get some sleepy sleep.
Yeah, man. Okay. Man, Daddy Randy was being too grown all weekend. Being too damn grown, and they have it being out in these streets and being up all night, all late night, and still getting up early in the morning.
Yeah.
What was the morning like? Damn, what day is it? You remember how I thought all day?
Yeah, you thought Friday,
I thought Friday
Saturday.
Was Saturday.
So then, what do you think today was?
I mean, I knew it was Monday, but when I woke up, like, oh god, just go back to sleep, Randy. Just go back to sleep. I was like, what for? I mean, hell, you don't have to be at work for 7 hours.
Might as well
do something with your day.
Yeah.
Might as well do something with your morning.
So this is the last week of school mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so she's got like half days, which I guess, why are we doing that? You're doing half pre-K? Like, you guys, they did their performance on Friday of this song called, I think it's called Moving Up to Kindergarten, mm-hmm. which was awesome.
Yes.
They all got together and they had like their claps and their little dances and they sang We're Moving Up to Kindergarten and it was, they were so proud, mm-hmm. which was really great. But that means they're done.
Yeah, man.
Right? Like, all the learning's over.
Mm-hmm.
And then next week starts the summer camp portion mm-hmm. of it, which mm-hmm. I know is a really difficult 8, 9, 10-week period of time for parents. It's like, all right, what are we doing this week?
Yep.
Baseball camp. That's going to cost $1 million. And then the week after that, we're doing drama camp.
Yeah,
but that
man.
Gets over at 1:30, so we have to find somebody that can go pick them up.
Yep.
And then take them over to this other afternoon thing that also costs... Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
man.
That's
what we need to do. That's as we're looking for our hustle.
That's going to be our racket.
Some summer thing. Podcast camp for kids.
Dude, they have those.
Yeah.
They have those.
I bet they do.
Because like Donna was doing it with Samson. I mean, it had to be. When I dropped him off at the camp, it looked boring. I'm telling you.
What was the topic?
It was like arts and craft type thing.
Okay.
But it was like in a gym, but like. And then the next day, the day I picked them up, because this is when we first started, so I had to drop them off then come here. I had to start the show. And he just looked at me like, damn, Dad, don't take me back there. Like, literally, he would sit there and be like, Dad, I don't want to go back there. It's so damn boring. Like, just the saddest thing in the world. But yeah, because his first year tackling and everything. So we got fitted for the whole uniform. And as he is my child, I'm like, Parkview's orange, son. He said, Dad, I don't wear no orange. I was like, well, son, Parkview's orange. You know, this is the high school you're going to go to, son.
Can he pretend it's the orange from the Dolphins?
I don't know. But yeah, he saw the orange. He's like, I don't know about it. I was like, son. All right, it's not Tennessee orange, okay?
Not Tennessee.
Just relax.
It's not Florida. And then it's not Auburn.
And they were like, okay, so coach is giving out all these things about different camps this summer and everything. And just like you said, I was like, okay, fine, whatever. And he said, there's a camp at Georgia Tech in a couple weeks. Wanted to see take the kids over and everything. And my child, because he's my child. I ain't going to no Georgia Tech. You're not going to Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
You're not playing for them.
You're not declaring allegiance to them.
Yeah.
You're just going to a camp there because it's a nice football field in the city we live in.
Yeah, dog. He's so damn brainwashed.
Tell him you're sending behind enemy lines.
He's so brainwashed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's like an agent or something.
Spy.
Exactly. Then, like a secret agent. Spy.
And then obviously, baby girl is graduating tomorrow. So, got another one going off to college. So excited for her and everything like that. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun, fun, fun week of all accomplishments, especially my baby girl. She's graduating from high school tomorrow.
Yeah.
So excited.
Yeah,
so excited.
You're going to cry.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Mm-mm, probably.
Yeah, you
probably.
Are. I cried. She graduated pre-K.
You crying up there?
Yeah, the video was beautiful. And then she was just performing it all weekend, too.
Oh, God.
And then so now she's, because she has her big ballet recital coming up in a couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
And so she's pretty fired up about that. But then last night, my mom was over and we're just kind of hanging out. And she wanted to perform the kindergarten song for the room.
Yes.
So she got up on the ottoman, like a stage.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, I have one more song. I was like, okay, one more song and then it's bedtime. And she just freestyled a song for 13 minutes because she didn't want to go to bed. It was all kinds of stuff.
It's amazing all the stuff that you got to do.
Yeah.
You never love more by your babies until it's time to go to bed.
No, nobody's ever thirstier than when it's bedtime or needs a snack more than when it's bedtime or has to go to the bathroom more than when it's bedtime or, oh, did I brush my teeth? Yeah, you did.
Yes.
Go to bed. Close your eyes. Leave it alone. Yeah, 13 minutes. She basically said every word she knows.
Yeah, but I know about the kindergarten performance and everything like that, and definitely having to listen to it for weeks after.
Yeah, I was like, kindergarten.
Yes, I'm like Isaiah. Everybody knows that one that cute before cute as they want to be, but you're like,
so
hey, man.
Yeah, by the end of the week, it's like, enough.
All right, enough, damn it.
It's just kindergarten, okay? The other thing is my wife keeps telling people that she got into the school that we're sending her to.
Uh-huh.
It's a public school. Yeah, she got into... And then, like, we were telling people that this weekend in Charlotte, and they were like, oh, really? Was it like a
interview process or something?
No, we just sent in her vaccine records, and now she goes there.
She got admitted by courtesy of your mortgage.
Yeah, we're paying taxes in Cobb County, and so they have to let her go there.
Yeah.
Like, she got in. Like, she got in. It's like she got into Harvard or something.
I know, that's
like
what I'm saying. That's why it sounds so funny.
And then people really were like, oh, is that like a, because we were in North Carolina. I was like, oh, is that a good one in your area? It's not really. In fact, if you read some of the message boards, it's the worst one.
What?
I'm not going to say which one. But it's not like prestigious.
I know too. I think I know.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah, man. It's all school is what you make of it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
But Ashley's walking around like, yeah, she got in.
Yeah,
by lieu of us putting in an application.
Yes.
Like, not even an application, by us signing up and then being like, yep, all right.
She gonna ride the bus?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No. I mean, I'm fine with me, but nah, Ashley's real anti-bus. I don't know why. Yeah, Ashley's like, she looks down on certain things.
Bus ride is
I don't know why. Yeah. She's like, we'll never. And I was like, all right, fine. Like, again, I'm going to be the one taking them because you're already at work.
But right.
I rode the bus and I'm fine.
Yeah.
Now, you learned some weird stuff on the bus.
You had that one incident where you thought you were cool, right?
Well, I had many incidents on the bus. like every day of sixth grade, I had to find out how fast I was. Otherwise, I was going to get my ass kicked. But and one time they got me.
They got you.
Yeah, man. All the Samoan cousins got me. Oh, man. They got me one time. Yeah, it hurt.
It hurt.
It was 10 pairs of Nikes stomping down on me. I don't know what I did.
I'm sorry.
I've always been very pro Samoan. I don't know what I did.
I'm sorry.
And then by eighth grade, we were all cool.
I don't mean to laugh. No, yeah, that's funny.
That's pretty funny.
You had to run off the bus?
Yeah. So I sat in the front. But one time, one of them didn't come to school and was hiding behind the tree and
Bam! Yeah. Now what you do, man?
I don't know what I did. I really don't. I should have just taken the beating the first time and then it would have been fine.
Right.
And I was like getting out of it for like months and then they finally got me. Troy Polamalu came out from behind the tree and got
me. Damn, dog. That's funny.
Jumped over the line of scrimmage. All right, so the conference finals are set in the Eastern Conference and Western Conference. Just from a fan perspective, I think I know the answer.
Yes.
I think we have the same answer to this one. Timberwolves, right?
Yes.
You want to see the see Anthony Edwards win an NBA championship?
Yes.
Me too.
Yes, I want to see that.
Now, there's layers of it, because I certainly don't want to see the Oklahoma City Thunder win an NBA championship. Well,
and we understand why.
We're good on that one. If it isn't the Timberwolves, I guess, I don't know, Pacers?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
I don't want to see the Knicks win a championship.
I said this yesterday, Bark. I said, I'm going to stop hating on New York fans.
Why?
And then I saw
they did was ask for it.
Then I saw them throwing the damn trash at the dude. And I'm like, y'all some trash ass fans. But at the same time, I like Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, I do too.
You know what I mean?
I like Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah. So you're like, I think James Dolan is. If they can have a championship, and he not get credit for it.
I agree.
You know, World Wide West and them dudes, let them have all the credit. That's the only thing. Is trash ass New York fans who do stuff like that.
Yeah.
And James Dolan. Everybody else.
I like Brunson.
Everybody else.
I like Josh Hart.
Yeah.
I like Bridges. Hey, Cat's fine.
He's fine.
I got no issue with Cat.
As much as we have fun and make fun of, he is a damn good player.
He's a really good damn player. He's like borderline great player.
But
like, he's a really good player.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, when he rebounded, man, I'm sorry. It's too, like, well, I saw a clip with Gilbert Arenas. He was talking about how he runs. He runs like he has, what's the fins on?
Yeah, he does. He runs like he's going scuba diving.
Yeah, that's how he runs. Yeah. Like, how do you?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's the weirdest body mechanics of any great NBA player I've ever seen.
Yes.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's funny as hell, but I mean, I like all of them.
It's like got more cartilage than muscle. I don't know what's going on.
But, like, and this is just me. I'll take OKC over everybody to win it.
Huh?
I said, but I won't say it out loud. I won't say I'm happy for them for the sake of you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Boy, that would be a tough one. That would really be. At least they could update their graphic.
Yeah.
They wouldn't say since 1979 anymore, as if that was them. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA to wrap the show up. Any question, any topic, phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.